You're listening to SBS News.
This is the sound of a scammer in action.
I'll first introduce myself to you. I am a police officer of the Public Security Bureau. We are in the process of recording you. You cannot have anyone else with you during this call.
They call their targets without warning, speaking in Mandarin and pretending to work for Chinese authorities, be it an embassy, consulate, police or prosecuting authority. And recently, they've been targeting Chinese international students in Australia. It's called a virtual kidnapping. New South Wales Police Detective Superintendent Joe Dewey says they've received 4 reports of these types of scams in Sydney alone, all in the last month.
In short, I just want to describe what a virtual kidnapping is. It relates to the targeting of young international Chinese students. They can be both random and targeted, and generally starts with a cold call to a young student on the mobile phone. The victims are told that they're committed some type of crime and that they need to pay money in order to avoid being arrested or deported. The victims are also threatened with harm to their families who reside in China, and that if they do not comply with the offender's requests, the family in China will be harmed.
Police saw a sharp increase in these scams in 2020, but they tapered off after a significant media campaign and at the height of the pandemic when Chinese international students left Australia. Liu Muyang is among those who was targeted by a scam, but says they soon realised it was suspicious.
It says I have overdue costs to be paid. If I don't pay, there will be consequences, which is higher fines for unpaid calls, and it comes with a name, and I didn't suspect and didn't find it suspicious. I clicked into the box and filled up with my personal details and my bank details so that they can debit money from my bank.
But Superintendent Dewey says many others believed the threats were real.
The victims are coerced into faking their own kidnapping, taking photographs of themselves in vulnerable positions and sending those photographs to their families in China and seeking that the family pay a ransom for their release.
One family transferred $270,000, while another victim transferred $20,000 of her own money into an offshore account. This woman says they tried to scam her.
So someone said he was a policeman and said I had some illegal credit card which was kept in the broad lines, and I need to call the other phone number who was actually the policeman and to discuss something about this.
Chinese authorities are so concerned they've taken the unusual decision to appear before Australian media. The Chinese Embassy in Canberra's police liaison officer, Zhang Zhengping, says virtual kidnapping has become one of the most prominent forms of telecom fraud. He says the embassy plans to closely cooperate with police and review existing practices to crack down on fraud.
The crime knows no bounds or nationality. It does not discriminate. It happens across all ages, genders, and all socioeconomic levels. Cracking down on transnational crimes, as well as protecting the safety and well-being of the people from China and Australia, are the secret mission and duty shared by both our police forces.
Adding to the list of police concerns are reports the scammers are using technology to mirror the legitimate phone numbers of authorities to further trick victims into believing the call is genuine. Police say anyone who receives scam calls should simply hang up. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.